got married in February, and I went to Arizona to see him married. That's my last trip I fell.
Oh, I see. Let's see, you ever been around over to Montgomery, up to Birmingham, any place like that?
Huh?
You ever been over to Montgomery or Birmingham, up around?
Oh, yeah.
Got relatives in Birmingham.
Used to live in Birmingham, and we went there real often. And
she's been in the Lookout Mountains.
She lived in Montgomery, and I went out to see her. I haven't been to Montgomery during some time.
When I lived there,
I've been flying since I was...
Since 1670.
Huh?
Right after Daddy died, you started
flying. Yeah, I made my first trip in 1970. Mr. Millen died in 1969. I made my first flight. I sure did like it. I was over there in 4 hours, but it took me 4 days to go before.
But she's been off of the Georgia?
I went to Savannah, Georgia to see my daughter while her husband was stationed over there. And that's where Highway 80 starts, right on the ocean. I went down there, and me and my husband drove back all the way Highway 80 to Selma in the car. And then when I went on bus to California, I went right straight on to San Diego. And my son says, "Mother, do you know where you are?" I said, "No." He says, "You're at the end of Highway 80."
So you've been at the
beginning. I went over and put my hand in the water, both places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think my traveling's over, though.
Oh, that's what she says.
I started babysitting since I moved down here. And Mr. Jones and his family was the sweetest things to me I have ever been treated in my life. Yeah, I voted for him.
I kept Lori, too.
I was sitting for him when the last little girl was born. They had two precious little girls, and I kept that baby till she was a great big baby. Yeah. I was making $1 an hour. That wasn't bad for an old lady.
I tell you what I want to do now. I want to talk a little bit about the house where you grew up in.
Huh?
I want to talk to you a little while now again about the house where you grew up in. Will you describe that house to me?
Huh?
Can you describe that house you grew up in to me?
He wants you to describe your house that you grew up in. About the well on the back porch and all that stuff. Tell him all about your house and what you and Mabel and John used to do.
Oh, I got an incident.
Talk about the...
I got an incident. We had cows, we had horses, we had hogs, and we had chickens, and we had dogs, and we had cats.
Well, tell him about the house.
I had an old ladder upside of the house, and me and my sister climbed up there and straddled the roof. A big old house now. Crawled up there. They missed us one day, and Mother wanted to know where we were. We was up on top of the roof. Oh, me.
Was that where you hurt?
Oh, that was when I was 5 years old. I was following my brother with a beard in the house. And you know the one looked like steps way up on the, halfway up the chimney. Well, I was trying to get up there where he was, and my foot slipped. And the company bedroom wasn't finished, and that's where I fell, down between the... these things down here, what do you call them? Rafters. And struck a brick and had to put 5 stitches in the back of my head. The scar is still there.
Oh.
Now that's one accident. Well, Mother put us out on the porch to churn one day. You had a big old churn this high.